USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a special night.
Three Americans who'd been detained by North Korea back home in the United States landing overnight at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. Greeted by President Trump, the First Lady, Vice President Pence, and his wife. The president applauding the move approved by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in advance of the summit he's to have with President Trump soon.
Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing, very important to me.
A date and location for the Trump-Kim summit could be announced within the next few days. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could now be gearing up for a major eruption. The U.S. Geological Survey says it could soon experience explosive eruptions from its summit, blasting large rocks and ash into the air. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Despite some tense moments and tough questions at her confirmation hearing, CIA director nominee Gina Haspel is expected to win confirmation. Reportedly involved with the use of torture techniques, though, back in 2002, here she's questioned by Democrat on the panel Mark Warner, who asks her what she would do if she was given the order to resume such a program.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal.
So you would not follow the order if you felt it was...
No. I believe that CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values.
Monica Lewinsky, the one-time White House intern who had an affair with former President Bill Clinton, says she was disinvited from a charity event in New York City this weekend after Clinton accepted an invitation to speak there. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many are asking what impact the president's decision to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal will have on talks with North Korea. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Some commentators and pundits have suggested that pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal sends the wrong message to North Korea, suggesting the U.S. can't be trusted to follow through with such agreements. But the president's national security advisor, John Bolton, sees it quite the opposite way.
I think it sends a very important message to North Korea that we're not in these negotiations with them just to get a deal. We're going to get the right deal.
Bolton spoke on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Retired U.S. Army General William Jerry Boykin, who served as an original member of the elite Delta Force, has a reminder that despite the release of three Americans from North Korea, the regime in Pyongyang still has hundreds of thousands of political prisoners incarcerated. With more, here's John Clements.
At least 250,000 languish in North Korean labor camps.
There was a very good book that came out 2 or 3 years ago called Escape from Camp 13, which documents a guy that was born inside one of those camps, had no idea what was outside the wire until he escaped. He didn't even know what money was.
Those who defy Kim's demands of occultic reverence for himself and for his ancestors often disappear. I'm John Clements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.